hearty fraternal greetings and good wishes to all the brothers and the sisters. Yesterday evening, we were deliberating upon the importance of the prayer. The prayer enables a lot of adjustments in the outer world also, and also in the inner world. The proof of the prayer happening within us is by the adjustments that are given by the Master in relation to the inner world and also in relation to the outer world. In the outer world, the Master makes such an adjustment that your associations keep changing. The undesirable associations are slowly disassociated, and only desirable associations are allowed to continue. And this is a great facility which is conducted by the Master by giving the necessary cutoff. The Master says, the moment the prayer is on, and if I decide to cause the needed transformations in you, firstly, I would ensure that your outer associations are reorganized. There are associations by which we perpetuate our karma, which he would insulate from. He would insulate us from such associations which would further promote karma in relation to our beings. There would be a change in your friend circles. There would be a change in relation to your circles of relatives. In such a manner, those who come in the way of your practice of yoga are slowly disassociated and you are secured. Because in the outer world, there are so many associations which are not really required, but by virtue of our habit, by virtue of our social connection, and also by virtue of our traditional practices, we get attached to so many things. Traditionally, you are bound by so many events that are happening around you in the friends' families, relatives' families. Someone does naming ceremony, someone does ashrabhyasa, some other does marriage, some other does something else, some other does 60 years of function, yet another does some Sahasra Purna Chandra Darshana. Like that, always there are, among friends and relatives, events keep on happening. And you are made to know which is essential, which is not essential. Normally, we tend to respond to every social call, and you tend to be more a social bird than a bird that minds its own business. We do not mind our business when we are so much drawn into the outer world. Yuktahara Viharasya is one of the important steps for self-transformation, that you are made to decide the essentials and the non-essentials and follow only the essentials and gently disassociate from the non-essentials. There are so many non-essential things we attend to. There are so many movies that keep coming every week. Isn't it? Every week, a new movie comes. Should we or should we not see these movies? This is an important thought that one should exercise. You don't have to see every movie. Yes, you can see a movie once in a while. You don't have to go to a club just while away time, going to clubs, he slowly reduced by the master. When the master picks you up, he will slowly disassociate you from non-essential activity. You don't have to associate with everything that is happening in the world. You shall have to secure your energy to work out in a manner that you build the energy system in a manner by which you are carved out of yourselves. We are carved out of ourselves. This carving out is important. Just because there are many restaurants, we don't have to visit restaurants every now and then. Visiting restaurants every now and then, visiting friends' houses for food every now and then, availing every opportunity to attend to every lunch and every dinner that you are invited to. This is how we keep on accumulating energies which are undesirable. Congregational food is not always good. Once in a way, yes. But congregational food and congregational activities, unless it is very essential, when it is very close circle, if it is your own kumar, yes. If it is someone who means something to you in life, yes. But if you have a very large circle of associations, everything looks important. And you keep on moving, not only in the town, but out of the town. You take two flights, you go to Hyderabad, attend to some friend's marriage, daughter's marriage, and again. It's okay within the circle. Even our circle is very large circle, isn't it? It has grown so large that everyone invites you. But you have to know, should you not go from within the master guides? Likewise, social functions, traditional functions, and functions that draw you out for every simple event would be slowly reduced and you are secured. The master gives such a cutoff that even among your co-born, you would not be relating to those who are not in tune with this energy. That's how it happens. Even among your friends, even among your relatives, slowly. Why? Because if it is essential, yes, master, the energy that presides over us decides which to work out, which not to work out. This is what I have experienced in my life, that all your associations, they keep changing. They keep changing, and you are only associated with such activity which would not disturb your existing energy system and which would, in the second place, contribute to your energy system. See, all that we do, all that we speak, all that we move around should contribute to construct the energy system but not destroy what is already built. See, every now and then we keep on building and then we ourselves destroy. Like the children who prepare with the sand certain structures on the seaside, they make temples. They make houses, they make so many things. And then, just with one tide, all is gone, isn't it? Like that, all our practices, they are dissolved. All that you build is dissolved. Each time you are into an unnecessary activity. An unnecessary activity will destroy what is very carefully built. That's how it is seen, that you are regulated in relation to your viharas. Some distant relatives with whom you don't have regular obligations would invite you for a marriage. You don't have to. You can send a good greeting, or you can send in a cover certain money which would cover your the travel expenses that you would incur. If you give it away as a gift, it is useful to them. and we save our time. Or send a nice greeting and excuse yourself. This would happen. Because from within you get that kind of a inner impulse, you don't have to. You don't have to. Likewise, there are so many invitations for food, you know. Invitations for food. A invites, B invites, C invites. The more you are important, the more you are invited. Should you go to every place and eat? It disturbs your energy system because the way you eat is not necessarily the way they eat. The way you eat is not necessarily the way they eat. So if you go and eat there, you get disturbed. Your energy gets disturbed because it's not only the food that you are eating. It is the sum and essence of the quality of that family you are eating. That's why slowly, without being noticed by the surroundings, the beauty with the master is the adjustments are so subtle that the others also do not feel that you are unsocial. And at the same time, you are not so very social as before. So very social as before. If your associations are too many, sometimes you are lifted up from one place to the other place. That also happens. There are many events like that. If your associations do not allow you to practice well, there are cases where the life demanded that you shift from one place to another. When you get shifted to another place, you don't have so many associations as before. And you will be able to practice the prayers morning and evening regularly. Provided, as I said yesterday, if you are sitting inside you and trying to seek the touch of the master from within. Otherwise you are like an unregulated cattle. You keep on moving everywhere. An unregulated, say, street dog, an unregulated bull, and unregulated cattle, we'll say generally cattle. See, people move just because they have no other things to do. But when you have something to do within yourself, you don't have to go on building the outer life. The outer life would be regulated in a manner that your life is not affected in the objectivity, and it permits you to construct something subjectively. That's the beauty. The same energy which you otherwise waste away in eating, in moving here, moving there, visiting that house, visiting this house, going to that marriage, going to this upanayanam, going to that bharasala and this ashtapurti, all that comes to a logical end. It's not totally cut off. It comes to a logical end. And you are allowed time to practice. Even your speeches are all regulated. You would not be indulging in so much of gossip as you would be indulging generally. See, when you are always engaged in speaking, the energies are all dissipated into the surroundings. It's like opening a tap in the house and coming away. The entire overhead tank is emptied out. When the waters flow out, Saraswati is a flow out, isn't it? So we keep on speaking, and you are so fond of your own speech, you know. People love their speech so much that they go on speaking and they get discharged. That is also regulated. That's what is called the tongue is pulled out. Meaning, he will reset the tongue. He will reset the movement. He will reset everything in a manner that our energies are preserved for inner building and are not dissipated into objectivity for nothing. That's what exactly Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, కార్యం కర్మ కరోతి నియతం కురు కర్మాణి. దీస్ ఆర్ ది స్టేట్మెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ టు వాట్ ఈస్ టు బి డన్. డోంట్ డూ మోర్ దెన్ దట్. డూ వాట్ ఈస్ టు బి డన్. స్పీక్ వాట్ ఈస్ టు బి స్పోకెన్. యూ కెన్ ఎంగేజ్ వెన్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ కన్వర్సింగ్ దే దేర్ కెన్ బి ఏ స్ప్రైట్లీ కన్వర్సేషన్ అండ్ యట్ యూ కెన్ బి సైలెంట్ అబ్జర్వింగ్ ది డివైన్ ఇన్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ కన్వర్సేషన్. యు ఆర్ దేర్, యు ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్. యు ఆర్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది గ్రూప్, యు ఆర్ ఆల్సో నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది గ్రూప్. లైక్ వైజ్ ఏ సటిల్ అడ్జస్ట్మెంట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ అండ్ దెన్ యువర్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ కేర్ఫుల్లీ కార్వ్డ్ అవుట్. జస్ట్ లైక్ వన్ యూ బై ఎ పీస్ ఆఫ్ క్లాత్ ఇన్ ఎ షాప్, ది క్లాత్ ఈజ్ కట్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ది సైజ్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి టైలర్డ్. యూ కాంట్ వేర్ ది క్లాత్ యాజ్ సచ్ యాజ్ యువర్ గార్మెంట్, ఇజంట్? యూ విల్ కట్ ఇట్ అండ్ దెన్ యూ విల్ స్టిచ్ ఇట్ into a shirt or a pant or a blouse, whatever it is. Everything is tailor-made. The life has to be tailor-made. It cannot be remaining as wayward and haphazard as before, provided you take to the discipline of morning and evening prayer. Morning and evening prayer regulates our life quite substantially. The morning prayer demands that you go to bed early in the night before, isn't it? No doubt many of us have seen the IPL final last night, but the impact would be there on the body, isn't it? The IPL match went on till 11 o'clock, and some of us are sad. I also witnessed it, but its impact will be there because once in a way, late night is okay, but daily late night. When there is a daily late night, there is a daily late wake up, isn't it? Late wake up. The consequence of late wake up is on account of insufficient sleep. But if you wish to wake up early, you should sleep early. Early to bed, early to rise. This is how we are told. But the evening, how you organize your evening decides how your morning will be. What you have eaten last evening decides what your digestion is today. So that's how it is. Isn't it? So morning regulates the evening and the evening regulates the morning. How do you start the day decides how the day goes on. If you start the day in poise, it can be conducted in harmony and closed in peace, isn't it? If you start the day itself in anxiety, in great hurry, if we are once late for something, for everything you are late and you keep on running and gasping, so the energies are disturbed. The entire day should run in a manner that the energies are uneven flow, uneven flow. If you walk fast, your respiratory system is activated. Isn't it? There has to be the movement, the speech, the thought flow, everything has to be, will be evened out. This is what yoga requires us to gain. But the master says, if you relate to me through morning and evening prayer, I will regulate all that for you. I will regulate. Even if people come to you as guests or relatives come to you, they would fall into your rhythm. You don't have to get to their rhythm. Be a Roman in Rome, this is a saying, isn't it? If someone is in your house, some visitor has come, he is staying with you, let him fall into the rhythms relating to you. You don't have to disturb your rhythms for him. We don't have to disturb our rhythms for him. He will find much better peace in adapting to the rhythms that we follow. Because a rhythm relating to morning and evening prayers, a rhythm in relation to the food that we take in terms of sattvic food, and the rhythms relating to the silence that we experience at home would also make him feel very peaceful. And they say, it's very peaceful in your house. But if your house itself is in a kind of a tumultuous condition, people who come, they feel, wow, this is too much here. Better I get out of this, isn't it? So there has to be that kind of setting in of rhythms into your life, which is guaranteed by the Master. The Master said, the moment I pick you up, your life is slowly regulated. I will cut the unnecessary corners. What would a tailor do? What would a tailor do if you give him a piece of cloth? So much cloth is eliminated and the garment is tailor-made to you, meaning to your size it is cut. The extra cloth, it's not necessary. If you want, the tailor, kindly give me the extra cloth, he'll give some pieces, some triangular pieces, some ribbon-like pieces. This is all what is extra. If you wish, you can take it. But no one would collect those pieces, isn't it? So also the case with a sculpture. You would eliminate the extra stone and then the sculpture is found within a mass of the stone. The energy of a man is generally a mass energy unless it is tailor-made according to certain purposeful rhythms. A sculptor will slowly eliminate what is not needed to enable emergence of the sculpture in a huge stone. We know there are so many stones are cut and then a Hanuman manifests. A stone is cut, Lord Vishnu emerges. A stone is cut, a mother emerges. Because the sculptor sees the image of God, and what is not necessary for the image or what is obstructing the image is eliminated. So likewise within us, there is so much of undesirable energy, unnecessary energy, which is eliminated. Don't think this is a path where you can gather more and more. This is a path where what is not desirable is eliminated and what is essential is retained. That's the beauty of the path. Essential, what is non-essential is eliminated. Non-essential speeches are eliminated. Even with respect to essential speeches, the Master ensures that essential words are used for essential speeches. One doesn't have to use 100 words to express a little thought. Whatever is precisely to be said, only that much would happen through appropriate expression of words. Like that, speeches are regulated, movements are regulated, food is regulated, thoughts are regulated, and slowly the energy takes to a different direction. Instead of flowing into horizontal fields, it tries to conserve itself and move in the upward manner. That is what he says, horizontals meet verticals. There is a prayer saying, horizontals meet verticals. So when we have these cell phones, how precisely do we use these cell phones? It's a facility, no doubt. But because we have a cell phone, we keep on talking, all the time talking, everywhere talking. The one who is before you is neglected. The one who is at a distance is given preference, isn't it? If someone, a visitor has come to meet you, he is neglected and you are with the phone and the other person waits, isn't it? Do you talk what is essential? Do you talk generally gossip? See, the facilities that we are given has enabled us to fall further into the world. They are all good facilities and they should be appropriately used. The cell phones that we have enables us to communicate all over the globe. But that doesn't mean that you keep on relating to people for nothing. What have you eaten in the morning? Then again, what have you eaten in the afternoon? Did you sleep well after the lunch? వాట్ హ్యావ్ యూ ఈటన్ ఇన్ దిస్ నైట్, ఎవ్రీ డే వాట్ ఈస్ దేర్ టు ఎంక్వైరీ, ఐ డోంట్ అండర్స్టాండ్. బట్ యు ఆర్ లూజింగ్ యువర్ ఎనర్జీ బై దీస్ స్పీచెస్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? ఇస్ ఇట్ నాట్ ఎ అవుట్ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ ఎనర్జీ వెన్ యూ రెగ్యులర్లీ టాక్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ యూ వుడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ టాక్ బట్ ఫర్ ది ఫెసిలిటీ? See, when we had postcards and inland letters, you write a letter, it goes some time, takes time over there, and then for it to come back, it takes time. In the meanwhile, you have no... There was not... See, for essential communications, certain facilities are developed, but because there is a facility, you cannot abuse it. Isn't it? Likewise, the television, it's also a facility to relate to the world. But how do you relate to it is important. You don't have discrimination. Discrimination is not there in using any of these instruments. When the energies are lost in this manner, what is it that you again do at the time of your getting into prayer? You are only gathering whatever is lost. You are not building further. We are not building further. It's like you put a brick and then you try to build, set another brick on it. But you remove the brick that you have already set, and next time when you come back, you have to set the same brick again. Again and again, again and again. We try to build and then we ourselves destroy. This is what is given in the scriptures as gajasnana, meaning the elephantine bath. An elephant, it gets into a lake because there is so much of dust on the body and so much of irritation it is giving. It takes bath in a lake, a very detailed bath for a long time. Then it comes out as it enters into the forest. Once again, with its tusk and trunk, it keeps on pulling things from the trees and then rubbing around the trees and all that. Causing, breaking this branch, breaking that branch. The tree not only carries the leaves, it also carries the dust. So after some time, the body again becomes full of dust. So again it goes for bath. So it goes for bath, comes back and again gathers dust. And again it goes for bath, gathers dust and again takes bath. This is how it happens. This is how the CS have observed, being in the forest, this elephant has no other work except eating and disturbing the trees and going and taking baths all the time. So gajasnana, like that every morning we do prayer. Something is built in us in a subtle plane and we feel very peaceful in the morning. Then by the time we reach around 10 o'clock, all is lost because through all the five senses, and through speech. In six channels, the energies flow out, isn't it? So as it flows out, you are dissipated. Whatever you have built has come back to its original state. Then again, by the evening, you are completely flat. And then in the evening, you build again, isn't it? And then immediately after building it, you get into all kinds of speeches. And then you relate to television till ever late in the night. You are once again flattened, isn't it? Tell me who is not hooked to a serial, who is not hooked to a television these days. We think we are doing a lot of good practices. But the good practices are all neutralized by the other practices. I am not saying don't relate to the world. Yes, there is a set a time to relate 10 minutes to the world news or national news or regional news. Two times a day, look at the news to know what is happening. If there is a very important event, yes, once in a way you can relate. But generally to relate to the television so very regularly as we do, do we relate to prayer so very regularly? Are we as regular with our prayers as we are in relation to our television programs? Are we as regular with our practices as we are regular with the cell phone? ఆల్వేస్ ఆన్ సెల్ ఫోన్ సెల్ ఫోన్ సెల్ ఫోన్, వైల్ ట్రావెల్ ఆన్ ది సెల్ ఫోన్, వైల్ వాకింగ్ ఆన్ ది సెల్ ఫోన్, వైల్ ఎట్ బ్రేక్ఫాస్ట్ టేబుల్ ది సెల్ ఫోన్ ఇస్ దేర్, వైల్ ఎట్ లంచ్ టేబుల్ ది సెల్ ఫోన్ ఇస్ దేర్, స్లీప్ విత్ ది సెల్ ఫోన్, సీ మూవీస్ ఇన్ ది సెల్ ఫోన్. We are not noticing that we are unconsciously hoodwinked by the facilities that we are given, unless you are, when you are regular with your prayers, it doesn't happen. If you are regular with your prayers, you would respond to a phone call that comes to you, and your necessity to contact someone would reduce to one or two calls to a, or two calls to a day. You keep on calling them, they keep on calling you. And when it is made cheap, you know, with WhatsApp, everything is, you don't have to pay. When you have to pay, you are restrained. When you are not to pay, you have an unrestrained activity, isn't it? That means you are not anymore self-regulated. The master knows that in this age, self-regulation is not possible. He said, I will regulate you provided you do this. He only wants that we regularly relate to this prayer morning and evening. As you relate regularly to the morning and evening prayer, from within there would be what you call an antarvani and an antaratma, which tells you don't have to. You don't have to go to every place. You don't have to go to see every movie. You don't have to go to restaurant every regularly. There are people who get crazy when they don't go out of the house once in a day. You know that? I know people who get crazy if they don't go out of the house for nothing. They have to go out of the house. You know, in olden days, the man who generally goes out for work, on Sunday he feels crazy if he is at home. He says, ala okkasari bazaar ki vellostanu. Endu bazaar? Endukala okkasari bazaar ki vellam without work? Why can't you preserve the energies and set them vertical? Someday the horizontals should reach the verticals. The horizontals keep on getting into horrible dimensions and the verticals are forgotten. That's why cutoff is a great facility. If you are really with the master, not all can meet you, even if they want. With the most modern facilities, they can't meet you. Why? No, you know why? It is decided that unless there is essential work with you, no one can meet you. Not only that, if there is no essential work with you, no one can phone you. It's a great facility. You would not relate to anyone unless it is essential, and others cannot relate to you unless it is essential for that person to relate to you. It's not easy. It's a great facility, you know. Within the world, you live in a very insulated world, where you can relate much more to subtle side of the life than to the gross side of the life. This can happen, this will surely happen. I have seen it with Master E.K. He said, when we say such and such a person has come to know of you, Master, he wants to meet you, he says. He may try, he cannot meet me. Even the most influential people who wanted to meet Master E.K. could not meet him. He said, it's not that they decide to meet me. It's the essentiality. People keep coming and waste your time, you know, a lot. They keep on coming to you and keep wasting your time. But if you are with the Master energy, no one can do that. No one can do it. They would not find it easy to meet. During the early stages of my association with Master E.K., I noticed it. Many important people in the town, they say, your master is not available. Is he, how is he available to you? I said, whenever I need the master is there. See, there is what is called unity in essentials. We are united in essentials. And not so very united in non-essentials. Unity in essentials. Diversity in non-essentials. Charity in all motives. This is how it is, that you can't meet just because you know some person, if you happen to be in this path. You can't be meeting people who are not desirable for you to meet. See, we, you know, Master CVV has given a statement, if you have some work with someone, I will make sure that that person will come and meet you. If you have work with some person, I will make sure that that person will find a necessity to meet you. You don't have to go and meet him. Such is the beauty. That means he takes such tender care of those who really, you don't have to go on begging all around in the world. Don't beg. Nothing is needed because I take care. I carve out your life in a manner that your energies are well set for you to practice well, and you don't have undesirable, non-essential associations, nor others can come and disturb you. Is it not a great facility? Is it not a great facility? This is what he calls cut-off. The first thing that would happen to you when you are regular with the prayers is cut off. Your past associations, unless they are meaningful, they don't stay. They're left behind. Your past associations. And no one can have a demand on you. This is another great dimension. No one has a demand on you. It is out of your volition you oblige people. Is it not a great dimension? There was a time in Vishakhapatnam, there was a very influential person. He expected Master Ike to respond to him according to him. It did not work. It did not work. It so happened that that man has lost his mother, not mother, sister. So he expected that Master would come and condole him. Whenever I met that person, he used to say, your Master, I lost my sister, but he did not come and see me. It looks to be a bit unsocial, no? So two times, three times he complained. Then I told Master, this person is suffering from the fact that he have not responded to an event, a calamity that happened in his house. You know what the Master said? I also want to, after all, he lost his sister. I should go and meet him, but you know the Master is not letting me. Not letting me. He says, it's not so very easy with the Master Kumar. He knows which, whom to relate, who should relate to you, whom you should relate to, and who should relate to you. It so happened that another event happened in his house where Master did an act of goodwill which was most surprising to him. Thereafter, he realized that he cannot have demand on the Master. He realized he cannot anymore demand anything from the Master. On the contrary, he should await his favors. This is how, with one stroke, the whole thing turned in another dimension. And he said, if I wish to meet you, Master, when and where I can meet, the person has asked Master Ike. He said, according to the necessity you meet, not according to your wish. నాట్ అకార్డింగ్ టు యువర్ ఫ్యాన్సిఫుల్ అసోసియేషన్ విత్ మీ. ఇఫ్ రియలీ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ నెసెసిటీ, ఎస్. వెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో నెసెసిటీ, దెర్ ఇస్ నో నీడ్ ఫర్ ఎ మీటింగ్. వెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో నెసెసిటీ, దెర్ ఇస్ నో నీడ్ ఫర్ ఎ కమ్యూనికేషన్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ గోస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ఎసెన్షియాలిటీ. సో హౌ ప్రిసైజ్లీ యువర్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ కార్వ్డ్ అవుట్ అండ్ యూ ఫైండ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ టు డూ మోర్ మెనీ మోర్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్ థింగ్స్. ఇన్ ది సెన్స్ యూ వుడ్ ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్ యాక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ విల్, యూ విల్ ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్ స్టడీ ఆఫ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ అండ్ యువర్ నాలెడ్జ్ కీప్స్ ఆన్ ఇంప్రూవింగ్ వైల్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ యూ గెట్ ఇన్ ప్రేయర్స్ వుడ్ బి కన్ఫర్మ్డ్ బై ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్ దట్ యూ రీడ్. First you would have the related experience in you, and then when you open the scripture, that scripture affirms your experience. That's the beauty of the master. He informs from within much earlier, and later outside from a scripture your experience is affirmed and confirmed. That's what I said yesterday. This is not a social club. Don't take it as a social club. And each one keep on relating to every other member as a club member. It's not a club. In a club, what I do, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. Here we scratch only the master's back, and the master scratches our back. And even in relation to outer activities also, it's like that. Sometimes when a cutoff is given, a person who is very close to you also cannot meet you, and you also cannot meet him, because he knows which is the best way to ensure that your energies are conserved, preserved, and then built up. Built up. There has to be a build-up of energies in you. When there is a build-up of energy in you, it is reflected in terms of your general movements. You don't move for nothing anywhere and everywhere. And it is also known by the speeches that you make. You don't speak for nothing. You don't speak for nothing. You don't waste away time for nothing. All your resources are conserved for constructive purposes and are not wasted away. Your energies are not wasted away. Your prayers tend to be warmer. Another dimension of the prayer is, when you sit in prayer, there is a kind of a comfortable warm-up within. A warm-up happens. Such a warm-up that your eyes tend to be wet. Your eyes tend to be wet after every prayer because the warm-up has happened within. And always there is that kind of pleasant wet in the eyes, giving the cool. That's how the prayer, another dimension of the prayer is that there is a warm-up in prayer. It is so warm, regardless the outer weather conditions, whether it is cool outside or hot outside, inside you are cool. You are comfortable. That's what we call the warmth in the body. It's a warmth that can meet the heat. It's the warmth that can meet the cold. It's the warmth that insulates you from the changing weather in the outer world. You don't complain so much about summer. You don't complain so much about winter. You don't complain about rainy season. You don't complain about the fall season or the windy season. Weather is weather. It keeps changing. The outer world also keeps changing. See, you don't have to change according to the outer world. You don't have to get into that kind of mutability, from that mutability to immutability. And you are guided. You are so well guided from within, that you have always a kind of sarad season, sarad rutu in you. The sarad rutu in you is the rutu where it is neither hot nor it is cold, nor is it windy or rainy. That's why it is considered to be the best of the ritus. In every scripture, there every poet attempted to describe the full moon of Scorpio or the full moon of Ashvesha, isn't it? Kartika and Ashvesha. Sarad Ritu Varnanamu. This is how you would find in Bharata, you would find in Bhagavata, you would find every poet of consequence has attempted to describe the ritus. Why? Because they could stay quiet and observe how it is outside. If you are stable, you can see the movement outside, isn't it? If you are not stable, you become part of that movement. If you are part of the wheel, giant wheel, you get the head reeling sensations. But if you stay and look at the wheel, you will see how it is moving, isn't it? The one who moves the wheel is not moving with the wheel. The one who is out of the wheel, even moves the wheel, he doesn't get the reeling sensation. It's the ones who are into the wheel, they get all kinds of feelings. They are always with these feelings. The first question in England is, how is the weather, isn't it? Of course. Even in India, when we are accustomed to too many comforts, we always think of the weather, isn't it? The more and more if your mind is preoccupied with weather, it means you are affected by the weather. When we did not have so many comforts, we were not so worried about the weather. People were walking through hot summer across the fields. Through rainy season, they were walking across the fields. From place to place, they were going regardless seasons, adapting to the seasons and not getting affected by the seasons. But today we are very much affected by the seasons. Why? Because we are more in the body than in our being. The more you are in the body, you are more with the weather conditions, you are more with the food conditions, you are with so many other things, and your demands grow because you cannot adapt. You cannot adapt. If it is too cool, you can't bear. If it is hot, you can't bear. If it is raining, you can't. See, when it is raining, an intelligent person would hold an umbrella and moves out and does the work. But an affected person says, it's raining, how can I go out? Isn't it? There are people who don't work if it is raining outside. But it's not like that with the ones who know how to relate to rain, how to relate to sun. Hold up an umbrella, it helps you. Like that, in every weather you remain this. The weather inside is not changed. The weather inside, it is the same temperature. We say the international temperature maintained in all air conditioning systems was at one time 23, now it is getting to 18. Because people are not able to bear. But the inner temperature is constant. It's not the temperature of your body, it's the temperature of your being. It is comfortable in all weathers. It is comfortable in AC, it is also comfortable in non-AC. Slowly we have switched over to air-conditioned travels, isn't it? And we can no more relate to the normal compartments. Why? Because you are accustomed to an air-conditioned system. But within the air-conditioned system, if you travel overnight, there are all kinds of gases that are emerging from within the bodies of the passengers, and with all kinds of food eaten in a closed atmosphere, you know you are getting into a stinking cell. It's getting into a stinking compartment. It is never open to sunlight. It is never open to wind. And it is full of the gases discharged by passengers. It is full of varieties of smelling foods eaten by passengers. With all that, we suffocate in it and come out sick when we step out of the compartment. ఇట్స్ ఆల్వేస్ బెటర్ టు ట్రావెల్ బై నాన్ ఏసీ వేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ పాసింగ్ బ్రీజ్. దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ పాసింగ్ బ్రీజ్ ఇన్ టు ది కంపార్ట్మెంట్, దేర్ ఇస్ సన్ లైట్ ఇన్ టు ది కంపార్ట్మెంట్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రెగ్యులర్లీ క్లీన్స్డ్ బై ఎయిర్ అండ్ బై ది సన్ లైట్ అండ్ ఇన్ ది నైట్ ఆల్సో యూ హ్యావ్ ది న్యాచురల్ ఎయిర్ కమింగ్ ఇన్ టు ది కంపార్ట్మెంట్. వేర్ ఇస్ ది న్యాచురల్ ఎయిర్ ఇన్ ఎయిర్ కండిషన్? యూ డోంట్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. బట్ హియర్ ఫర్ ది వన్ హూ ఈజ్ విత్ ఇన్ డెవలపింగ్ ది కంఫర్ట్, ఇట్ మేక్స్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ వెదర్ హీఈస్ ఇన్ ఇట్ హీజ్ నాట్ ఇన్ ఇట్. దట్స్ ది బ్యూటీ. దిస్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ రిలేటింగ్ టు ది ప్రేయర్. మనీ ఈజ్ ఎ కట్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ టు ది ఔటర్ వరల్డ్. అనదర్ ఈజ్ యు హ్యావ్ ఎ కంఫర్ట్ విత్ ఇన్ విచ్ డస్ నాట్ సో మచ్ లుక్ ఫర్ కంఫర్ట్ అవుట్ సైడ్. కంఫర్ట్ అవుట్ సైడ్ వెన్ సుఖా ది గ్రేట్ సీయర్ విజిటెడ్ పరీక్షిత్ ది కింగ్ టు టీచ్ హిమ్ భాగవత, ది కింగ్ న్యాచురల్లీ ఆఫర్స్ టు ది సీయర్ ఎన్ ఎక్సలెంట్ బెడ్ టు రెస్ట్. బట్ ది థింగ్ దట్ ది సీయర్ సెడ్ ఈస్ విచ్ ఐ కీప్ ఆన్ సెయింగ్, వన్ డే వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఫాలో ఇట్, సమ్ డే వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఫాలో ఇట్. కమనీయంబగు భూమి భాగములు లేకున్నవే పడియుండుటకు దుది పరుపులేలా. హీజ్ అకస్టమ్ టు స్లీప్ ఇన్ ఎనీ కండిషన్ సో యూ సీ ది స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ రామ. వీ వర్షిప్ హిమ్ సో మచ్ బట్ వీ సెల్డమ్ ఫాలో హిమ్. వీ జస్ట్ డోంట్ ఫాలో హిమ్ దట్ సార్ ఐ కెన్ సే. వీ కెన్ వర్షిప్ ఎనీ డైటీ బట్ వీ డోంట్ ఫాలో వాట్ హీ హ్యాస్ డిమాన్స్ట్రేట్. రామ వాజ్ ది ప్రిన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్ ఎంపరర్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? ఇది సన్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్ ఎంపరర్ అండ్ హీ హ్యాడ్ ది బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ కంఫర్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ చైల్డ్హుడ్. హీ వెంట్ టు వశిష్ఠాస్ ఆశ్రమ్ టు స్టడీ వేర్ ది కంఫర్ట్ ఇస్ దట్ నిల్ నన్ నాట్ లెవెల్స్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? Nil, none, not levels. No comfort. But he had no complaint. He studied there. He did not tell his parents that there is no AC here, mummy, like that. We have to walk. There is no scooter for me. There is no cycle for me. He did not complain. He never told what happened to him in Vasishtha's ashram. They all came back. I did not complain anything and nothing is written about it in Ramayana at least. Isn't it? Valmiki is a great seer who presents things in a truthful manner. Don't follow other Ramayanas. He is the one who has seen and written. He is a contemporary. Don't follow other Ramayanas. They are full of their own vagaries, the writer's vagaries. And then after he became the prince, he was so much respected everywhere in Ayodhya and he was moving in such heights of comforts, isn't it? Heights of comfort. But when he was to move into the exile, the very first day when he moved out with Lakshmana and along with the lady Sita, he was into the forest, isn't it? By the evening, he reached a place where Lakshmana was very much deeply worried how to arrange for Rama's sleep. Guha, a devotee of the tribal head, he was also an admirer of Rama. Lakshmana was speaking to Guha, how shall we arrange for him to sleep? So Guha was saying, this kind of things are there, those kind of things are there. These leaves give a lot of comfort. They are very soft. I can get some hay and some leaves and then make a beautiful soft bed so that he can sleep. Like that they keep on exchanging ideas between them. And they decide upon a bed for Rama to sleep. And they look at Rama, he's already asleep. It was astonishing to Guha. It was equally astonishing to Lakshmana. Look at this man, an emperor's son. He could just sleep. When the sleep comes, whether you are on a bench or you are sitting in a chair. There are people in metropolis, sometimes in the early morning, if you see, they hold on to something in the metro and keep sleeping. We have seen in our childhood people sleeping, sitting on a trunk or leaning on the wall relating to the compartment. Just when sleep comes, it comes, isn't it? I see so many here during prayers. That's why I know when sleep comes, no one can overpower it. So many heads fall in the prayer, you know, when the sleep comes. But if you are asked to sleep, you want a bed. You are able to sleep in the prayer, but why do you need a bed to sleep? And it should give you an idea. When sleep comes, it comes. Don't worry about sleep. The more you worry about sleep, you will not get the sleep, isn't it? Even if you scratch your head, you don't get sleep. Let it come when it comes. In the meanwhile, engage with something divine. Engage with something divine, then tossing here, tossing there, on the bed and disturbing the other person, I am not getting sleep and all that. Yes, leave it. Leave it. So why I say this? If you are really with the Master, He gives an inner comfort which is far beyond the outer comforts. The inner comfort is much more than the outer comfort. Therefore, they are able to meet the outer conditions without difficulty. And above all, the warmth is the beginning of transformation within you. When there is the warmth in the body, it causes the transformation. Just like when we set the dish on the stove, it is the heat that causes transformation of the dish in the vessel. Be it a vegetable, or be it a cereal, or be it a pulse, it gets cooked only with the heat. When there is no heat, there is no cooking. Even if you set the vessel on the stove, unless you switch on the stove, nothing changes whatever is in the vessel, isn't it? So also in the Master's prayer, when you sit in prayer, there is a very comfortable warmth which keeps on. It's on a slow heat. We have these systems, no? We set it slow if we want it to cook it well. If you want the dish to be cooked well, we set it in this low flame. In a low flame, things gradually cook. When it is gradually cooked, it is tasty. అందుకనే రాచపల పులుసు బాగుంటుంది తెలుసా ఎందుకంటే రాచపకే చాలా టైం పడుతుంది టు గెట్ హీటెడ్ అప్ రాచప మీన్స్ the stoneware in which we used to cook the sambar in south. There are some North Indians from Nagpur. Only the South Indians know about sambar or pulusu. Of course, now it has become global. Everything is global. So in a vessel where a slow release of heat happens, the cooking happens better. Isn't it? Today we want everything fast. Everything. A fast cooking will not give you the taste as a slow cooking would have. Anchalanchalu leni mokshamu chala kashtam bhavane. Slowly. You're slowly transformed and you do not feel the discomfort of the transformation. Slowly. Make haste. Slowly, that's the mantra of Master Jwalkar. He says, make haste. Tondarapadu. Nemmadiga tondarapadu. Nemmadiga tondarapadu. Make haste slowly. So this slow transformation is what he intends to do. He firstly regulates your outer life. Secondly, he enables time for you to do prayers twice daily. Please remember, anything that comes in the way of your evening prayer, you should put it off. Once in a way, yes. Then you can tell the master, I am sorry, master, I could not pray this evening. As I come back, I do. But it cannot be a daily affair. It cannot be a daily affair. If your duties demand, you can tell the master that I will do later, master. I am slowly he will make sure that your life is carved out in a manner that you are able to do even the evening prayers. When I say even in the evening prayers, it means the morning prayers are already taken for granted. But if morning prayers are also a casualty, evening prayers are also a casualty, but we are in the club. There are many club members, as I see, because when the prayers happen, things transform. And are you transformed or not is very clearly known from your daily routine. How is your routine? Number one. How is your speech? Number two. How is your eating habit? Number three. What are you are mostly engaged with? Number four. Like this. It is slowly he introduces you into vistas of wisdom. Vistas of wisdom. And it's amazing the way he teaches during the prayers. It's very amazing. When you are within, slowly he makes you into a beautiful image of God. That's the beauty of it. That's where the master is needed. That only a master of wisdom can do, others cannot do. Other things many other people may be able to do. But to give such an assistance, continued friendly assistance, that you are transformed ultimately into an image of God, which you are really. Meaning, whatever is gathered around you as non-essential is slowly eliminated. And you feel the joy of getting into prayers. You look forward to attend to prayers. You don't feel when 6 o'clock is approaching, either in the morning or in the evening, appa, now it is prayer time. It's not like that. On the contrary, you are so much oriented, even a few minutes before. And then you await the arrival of the master. The master has given an appointment to all of us. He has given appointment to all of us. And he said, by 6 I am with you. The moment you invoke, I am there. So if you don't come up by 6, you miss it. He gave even a grace period, 6 to 6:13. 13 minutes, he gave a grace period. Within 6 to 6:13, you can sit. I am available. After that, I am not available. Be it in the morning, be it in the evening. Even the train doesn't stay in the station beyond the scheduled time, isn't it? Does the flight stay for you? Does the train stay for you? Nothing stays for you. Should the master wait for you? No. Will the dawn wait for us? Will the dusk wait for us? It will not. We have to fall in tune with a higher system or a bigger system. There is a railway system. If you follow the railway timetable, at least trains, you can expect them to be late. But a master of wisdom is never late. So also the devas. So if you regularly fall into this, the carving out happens. He says, I repair your body, that's all. My work is to repair your body without affecting your life. I repair your body in such a manner that slowly it takes to a refined body. The repair is to refine. You shine forth better. The body tissues tend to be lighter. అండ్ దే ఆల్ కంట్రిబ్యూట్ టు ది శుక్రా ఇన్ యూ, విచ్ ఈస్ ది సెవెంత్ టిష్యూ. ఇట్ విల్ కీప్ ఆన్ షైనింగ్ అండ్ షైనింగ్ అండ్ షైనింగ్ అండ్ ఇట్ టెండ్స్ టు బీ ఓజస్ ఇన్ యూ అండ్ లేటర్ తేజస్ ఇన్ యూ అండ్ లేటర్ భ్రాజస్ ఇన్ యూ. దిస్ ఇస్ హౌ యూ ఆర్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ గెటింగ్ ఫెమిలియరైజ్డ్ విత్ ది లైట్ అరౌండ్, లైట్ విత్ ఇన్. మే ది లైట్ ఇన్ మీ బీ ది లైట్ బిఫోర్ మీ. ఓన్లీ సచ్ పర్సన్స్ కెన్ రైట్ ఇట్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? When we asked Master K on his 50th birthday to give us an invocation, he said, "We just for about 5 minutes stay out of the room. I will get it and I'll call you in. I'm a witness to it." 1976, we asked the Master, "Kindly give us an invocation," because there is already an invocation by Master Jwalkur. From the point of light within the mind of God, which we do in the morning. So we just ask you, Master, why don't you also give us an invocation which we will try to relate to? Do you really want it? He said, yes. Then stay out for a while. In Radha Madhana, in his room, we stayed out in the front room. And as he finished in 10 minutes, he said, "You can now come and listen." That's how it came. May the light in me be the light before me. May I learn to see it in all. May the sound I utter reveal the light in me. See, a man is transformed so much. As he speaks, the light transmits around, not darkness. When people speak, lot of darkness keeps happening all around and it's all very cloudy. That's one way of speaking. Another way of speaking is, the sound I utter reveals the light in me. May I listen to it while others speak? Isn't it? He also spoke about the darkness of noise we do. Isn't it? So the blab, because we are given a tongue, we keep on speaking. And we spread darkness. We are agents of darkness but not light. Isn't it? We think we are agents of light, but our speeches are excellently used by Kali to transmit darkness. Isn't it? Are we transmitting light or are we transmitting darkness through our speeches? When you really relate to Master E.K.'s invocation, which is sung in the evening, maybe may the sound utter reveal the light in me. May I listen to it while others speak. Later, around me present itself. And that's what it. We break the silence and we bring in darkness. We break the silence and we bring in darkness. But when a master of wisdom, he speaks, the light comes out and the darkness is dispelled. So these are all things that have happened with the master. He himself explained. The first work was by Master C.V.V. Later came other masters in contact with Master E.K. So the beauty is you are molded. Mananda bangar nayan laga tayar chesestarandi. మనం అంటుండే కదా బంగారు నాయన. అండ్ సత్యసాయి వాజ్ ఆల్సో సేయింగ్ బంగారు. ది ఐడియా ఈజ్ టు ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్ అవర్సెల్స్ ఇన్ టు గోల్డెన్ బీయింగ్స్. సో టు దట్ ఎక్స్టెంట్ దే కీప్ ఆన్ వర్కింగ్. దే డూ లాట్ ఆఫ్ దోబి వర్క్ విత్ అస్. దే ఆర్ ది ట్రూ వాషర్మెన్. దే పుట్ అస్ ఇన్ వెట్ వాష్, డ్రై వాష్, ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ వాష్, బట్ విత్ కంఫర్ట్. You don't know that you are being washed. Because the transformations are very smooth, slow and comfortable. And many things are eliminated from you. That's why Master E.K. frequently used to say, "Don't come to me to get certain things. Come to get rid of certain things. Come to me to get rid of certain things. You have heaped a lot of things on you. He frequently used to give the example of the house of a Brahmin family, a poor Brahmin family, where everything is mastered up in one corner. Upon one thing there is another thing, on that there is another thing, on that there is another thing. The original which is there over, and you forget that it is there, because upon it there is a bedroll, upon it there is a bed sheet, upon it there is a trunk, and upon it there is some other folded thing. And so many things heap up. Ultimately, what is the original? It is all hidden. So he used to mention, if you remove all these unnecessary things, the original shines forth. We don't have to get light. That's what he says. We are light. We are light, and we heap a lot of other things around the light, and consequently the light disappears. It is there, but it is not visible. But the moment you are into this practice, the layers are all cleansed up. The physical layer is set to transformation. The vital, the mental, and then the buddhi, all the five elements are put to transformation. These are the transformations which reveal the light from within. When the light is realized in you, that light slowly opens vistas of knowledge to you. Vistas of knowledge. So therefore, the prayer seems to be this summoned essence of all in this yoga practice. That is exactly what I keep on repeating only during May call, December call, and Master CVV's birthday. Other times we speak of Antaryami and the beauty of his manifestations and all that. But this is the only time we speak of that the prayer. Sarva prayojanamulaku prayer okkati chalu. For your mundane life, for your spiritual life, for all dimensions of your life, for your eternal life, and for your mutable life, for all. The master key is the prayer. Why? Because through prayer you are instructed. Through prayers you are advised. Through prayers you are informed of varieties of dimensions of light. The prayer offers knowledge. The prayer gives directions. The prayer gives instructions. That's why it is also recommended that we keep a diary to make note of the instructions, the directions, as also the knowledge that is imparted to you in prayer. In a seed form, you are given the knowledge, and it slowly soaks in you and opens up like a huge tree of knowledge. From time to time, a seed is given. You need not be a scholar. When once the master has found enough reliance in you, he keeps on raising you to another level and another level and another level until you have realized the Brahman. It looks simple, but it's not so simple. Truth, that's what is said. Truth is simple, but it is difficult to be simple. Simplicity is not such an easy thing. We are so complicated that we tend to miss simple things. We miss simple things. So therefore, try to be with this simple prayer, which is depending upon your consistency, depending upon your continuity, it opens, and puts you to varieties of inspirations and lets you a lot of knowledge and also the related practices. It's a whole time work, and your life, outer life, becomes so well organized that it is in an auto mode. It's in an auto mode. Today, if you go to the West, they put the vehicle in an auto cruise, in a cruise model. It keeps running. You don't have to increase the speed, you don't have to reduce. It's an auto ఇట్స్ ఎ క్రూజ్ మోడల్ ఇన్ ఆటో మోడ్. ది ఔటర్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ సెట్ ఇన్ ఆటో మోడ్, ది ఇన్నర్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ డెవలప్డ్ అండ్ అన్ఫోల్డెడ్ అండ్ అన్ఫోల్డెడ్ అండ్ అన్ఫోల్డెడ్. సచ్ ఇస్ ది దట్స్ ది ప్రూఫ్, దట్స్ హౌ మాస్టర్ ఎమ్ఎన్ గాట్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్. దట్స్ హౌ మాస్టర్ కే ఫౌండ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ డైమెన్షన్ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ టు ది వర్క్ ఆఫ్ మాస్టర్ సివివి. డోంట్ థింక్ మాస్టర్ సివివి ఈజ్ జస్ట్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ మెనీ టీచర్స్ హు ఆర్ ఆన్ ది ప్లానెట్స్. హీ హాజ్ లింక్డ్ అప్ టు ది సోలార్ సిస్టమ్, హీ ఆల్సో లింక్డ్ అప్ టు ది కాస్మిక్ సిస్టమ్. ఇన్ ది ఈవినింగ్ ఇఫ్ పాసిబుల్ ఐ విల్ రీడ్ అవుట్ దట్ పేరా టు యూ యాజ్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ బై మాస్టర్ ఈకే అబౌట్ మాస్టర్ సివివి ఇన్ ది బుక్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఎస్ట్రాలజీ. హీ లింక్డ్ అప్ ది కాస్మిక్ కుండలని టు ది ప్లానెటరీ కుండలని అండ్ టు ది కుండలని ఆఫ్ ది ఇండివిజువల్ దట్ ప్రాక్టీసెస్. కాన్సిక్వెంట్లీ యువర్ పొటెన్షియల్ టు గ్రో ఈజ్ అప్ టు ది కాస్మస్. బై దాట్ హీ అచీవ్డ్ ది అక్వేరియన్ ఎనర్జీస్ విచ్ ఆర్ ట్రాన్స్మిటెడ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ది ప్లానెట్. హీ నాట్ ఓన్లీ అటెంప్టెడ్ టు కాజ్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్స్ టు హ్యుమానిటీ బట్ హీ ఆల్సో మేడ్ గ్రేట్ కంట్రిబ్యూషన్ టు హ్యావ్ స్ట్రైడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మూవింగ్ ఫార్వర్డ్ ఫర్ ది ప్లానెటరీ లైఫ్ యాజ్ సచ్. ఈజ్ అ మాస్టర్ హూ వర్క్ ఫర్ హూ ఇనీషియేటెడ్ ది ప్లానెట్ హూ ఆల్సో ఇనీషియేటెడ్ ది బీయింగ్స్. He has initiated the mineral kingdom, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, as also the human kingdom. Please read the book on Aquarian Master. If you have not read, read slowly. You will see in what great dimension the energy initiated the work. And the Master himself used to say, Master E.K., that Master C.B.V., His energy fills the whole system, the whole system. This earth is, the tip of his toe is enough for this earth. This is what he personally told me when I was with Master E.K. on the seaside in Vishakhapatnam. It's not such an easy thing as we think. But it is easy. Why? Because he decided to relate to every one of us directly. He said, I don't need mediums. I will directly work with you. The moment you invoke CVV, already the Master starts working with you. Depending upon your sincerity, he doesn't need agents. He has himself said it, this is a direct method. I need no agents. Whoever just says CVV with intent regularly, yes, it starts. That's why there is no rigmarole of initiation in the path of Master CVV. There is no rigmarole. There is no paraphernalia that you go to a guru and offer some fruit, some flowers and some money and touch his feet and sit down, complete taking a head bath, etc., etc. Nothing. Just sit. Sincerely invoke the sound. It's all. When the Master feels that you are sincere, regular and consistent, he will start working with you, entering into you and staying in your heart center. That's what he gave as a mantra, Miller Farm Center. He is the miller. He steps into your mill. And then he will cause the transformations needed sitting in the heart center. He does so many adjustments. That's why a prayer is very interesting, because we have to see what adjustments the Master does today, what revelations he gives, what information he gives. He gives a lot of engagement you have in prayer. Such a beauty the prayer is, and it's a gradual transformation. A gradual transformation, slowly people around you realize and say, you are a changed person. You are not the same. You are a changed person. Your friends who observe you, your relatives who observe you, they come to know you were not like before. Because your behavior is put to refinement. It is put to refinement which is seen in every dimension of your life. So such is what we are looking for when we attend to a May call, or a December call, or a morning prayer, or an evening prayer. It's not that I am saying this for the first time, but we need to say it again and again because we tend to forget. Since we tend to forget, we gather here to recollect and then reaffirm our association with the prayer. Once you are with the prayer, when you are connected with the master connects you to many other masters. That's also there. He is not a jealous master that possesses you. He connects you to many masters and opens many dimensions of wisdom and gives you, and when he is confident, he entrusts you variety of works, and then you fulfill the work of so many masters which is happening on the planet. There is no end to this work. It keeps on happening and happening and happening until you have become one with the Brahman. So that's where think of the prayer and make it consistent so that the warm-up happens. From the warm-up, the transformations happen. Without warm-up, no transformation happens. Master CVV, when he received the energy himself, and he introduced that energy to a months-old baby called Chandu, both of them were drinking a lot of buttermilk. The lady whom we call Mother Venkama, he was surprised they were drinking flasks and flasks of buttermilk. Not only the master, but also the baby. She's a witness to it. She said, "Why are you drinking so much buttermilk?" The master said, "The energy does such transformation that the heat is so high that we need to drink buttermilk. Don't drink buttermilk for nothing. When the heat is high, to contain the heat, they used to drink buttermilk. So such is the initial work, and then it takes you, as I said yesterday, into the chamber of your heart. Once you are in the chamber of your heart, you are not so much enamored of the outer world anymore. You do relate to the outer world for essentialities. You are not cut off from the world, but you are not absorbed by the outer world anymore. You stand out. Just like the butter floats in the milk or in the buttermilk. It was part of the buttermilk before. It is integrated into the buttermilk. After churning, the buttermilk is gathered and it is made into a ball and it is put in the same vessel as the buttermilk. But the butter floats in the buttermilk, isn't it? The butter floats in the buttermilk. Likewise, you float in the world without being mixed in the world. There is no more admixture with the world. You are not absorbed by the world. You relate to the world, but the world would not affect you. So once butter is formed, it will never become milk again. Isn't it? Earlier it was part of the milk, integrated into the milk. But now from out of the buttermilk, the butter is formed. Once the butter is formed, it is no more. It will not take to a regression. There is no retrogression. That's how you are carved out from the world and you are eligible for certain other things. The first thing that happens to you is you gain longevity. The longevity of buttermilk is different from the longevity of the milk. And the longevity of the butter is much more than the buttermilk. Milk to buttermilk, the longevity is better in buttermilk. ఇన్ బటర్ మిల్క్ వెన్ యూ ఫార్మ్ ది బటర్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ మచ్ మోర్ లాంగ్విటీ దాన్ ది బటర్ మిల్క్. దట్స్ వాట్ ఐ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ యెస్టర్డే. అండ్ ది బటర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ హ్యాస్ లా గ్రేటర్ లాంగ్విటీ వెన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఘీ. దట్స్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్. సో ఆల్సో ఇన్ యూ దీస్ ఆర్ ది ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్స్ బై విచ్ యూ వాక్ ఇన్ టు డిఫరెంట్ స్టేట్స్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఓన్ బీయింగ్. అండ్ ది ఫస్ట్ ఇంపాక్ట్ హీ సేస్ ఈస్ ది డెత్ ఈస్ అరెస్టెడ్. If you are working with this, the death is arrested as long as the work is on. So, he wrote to many of his mediums saying that I close it for today. There was a great philosopher by name Pothuraj Narasimham Garu. He is called Master PM, a great medium of the Master, one of the most popular figures of his times, living in Chennai. He has consulted many astrologers. He was himself an astrologer. He wrote to the master that according to my chart, my horoscope, this seems to be the year where I depart. So kindly give me a discipline how to relate to it. The master wrote back another postcard. Your death is in my hands, not in your hands. Your death is not in your hands. Your death is not in the hands of the angel of death. It is in my hands. As long as the work is happening with you, meaning the working in the prayer, that's the work. As long as the working is happening in you, the death cannot touch you. It will happen only when I decide. That's what he said. He brought back many mediums to life. Not only he demonstrated that he can depart at will and come back at will, but he did the same with his disciple called Sundaram. He did the same with his lady. He did the same with his child. He did the same with Pothuraj Narasimha. He said, don't worry about the death. It's no more in your hands. It's in my hand. As long as there is a transformation and progress happening in you, in this body, you continue to live in the body. But if you are just wasting away your time, doing nothing, when there is no purposeful work, better you go by the schedule. When there is a purposeful work happening in you and around you, you are retained. PN was retained beyond the master's life. Master left in 1922. PN left in 1953. Where is 22? Where is 50? 31 years after the Master. It is he who gave the last copy of Master CVV to Master EK in 1953. From him it came in 1953. Later, the medium PN, he departed. See, when you are given an extension by 31 years, at least that should be an incentive for us, because we all wish to live long, isn't it? No one is willing to die. That's why he gave an advertisement. He gave an advertisement in the newspaper, local newspaper. Those who don't want to die, contact number 2, Dabiri Street, Kumbakonam. Those who don't want to die, contact number 2, Dabiri Street, Kumbakonam. How audacious it is. I don't think there is anyone who could say such things. He said many such things. And they all came true. Yesterday I told one thing. This yoga will go much more effectively to the West and come back to India. He also gave the route. In fact, to me it was a great wonder to know. He says it will first go to Europe and go to South America and then go to North America and then come back to India. And this is exactly what has happened in all these years, in these 180 years. We are now doing 109th Mekar. It happened like that. First it went to Europe. Then normally people think it should go to America, no? That's why whenever I go outside India, పీపుల్ వెరీ లూజ్లీ సే హీ వెంట్ అమెరికా, యాజ్ ఇఫ్ ఎప్పటికైజ్ ది ఓన్లీ కంట్రీ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు గో. హీ వెంట్ అమెరికా, ఐ వెంట్ అమెరికా. బట్ ది ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ ఐ వెంట్ సో మచ్ 66 టైమ్స్ టు యూరప్ అండ్ మోర్ దాన్ అండ్ మచ్ మోర్ లేటర్ టు సౌత్ అమెరికా అండ్ లేటర్ టు నార్త్ అమెరికా. లేటర్ టు నార్త్ హీ కవర్డ్ ది ఎంటైర్ ఇన్ సౌత్ అమెరికా ఇన్ ఆల్ కంట్రీస్ దెర్ ఆర్ గ్రూప్స్ ఇన్ వర్కింగ్ మాస్టర్స్. ఇది దెన్ ఇట్ కేమ్ టు నార్త్ అమెరికా. బట్ వెన్ ఐ సా ది మెసేజ్ ఆఫ్ ది మాస్టర్ ఇన్ వన్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ టీచింగ్స్ హీ గేవ్ ఇన్ డిసెంబర్ కాల్ మే కాల్ యూస్ టు స్పీక్ నాట్ సో మచ్ యు నో ఏ లిటిల్ He said it will go to Europe, it will go to South America, then North America. And exactly it happened like that. It's not that we planned and did it, it is the groups that invited. I don't move by myself to any place. This many people very clearly know. I am the least interested person to do anything in life. Least interested to do anything in life. I do things only when they are repeatedly demanded. Be it teaching, be it writing, be it movement. Left to myself, I would like to sit like a gundrai. Why? Because the work is, it leads you. It leads you, it does things. And you see it. That it is not because you wanted, but because it wanted. That's how he made some prophecies. Every prophecy came true. Every prophecy. It looked to be very crazy when he mentioned those things. So since we all wish to live long, at least for that reason we need to be in this prayer. Isn't it? And we continue in the evening with these are not things which are said for the first time. I have been saying the same things again and again and again and again in all these make-alls everywhere, but each time it comes in a different order, that's all. The order is different, but it is the same dish. Same dish cooked in different manner and served. Adhe vankaya kura rakarakalaga undi pettestunnattuga. That's how it is happening. I also therefore come and sit here and see what comes and give it to you. Follow the prayer, then all he said is would be found to be true. But if you have other preferences to prayer, it won't work. It won't work. Because you have to decide, yesterday also I said this, you have to decide if this is your priority or not. If this is not prayer, your priority, don't waste time. Because you don't get anything when this is not your priority. In anything, you would fulfill only when that becomes your priority. Isn't it? Our food is our priority, therefore we don't miss a meal. This is what at least I learned from my father. He said, if you don't miss a meal, why do you miss a prayer? He said. Why do you miss a prayer? Do you wish to miss a meal? So he used to say, if you don't pray, don't eat. Janaka, when eating is so important, should not the prayer be so important? Eating is to nourish the body, prayer is to nourish the soul. Should you not nourish the soul which you are? And only nourish the body. So that is what I keep saying. That make, if this is not priority, don't hang around. Don't hang around. Because you are only wasting time. If this is the priority, take to it. Work with it. Come what may. Come what may and work with this. Let other things wait. That's also a mantra, you know. In my life, things waited. Even the worst of calamities waited to let me do prayers. It's not that everyone's life is a bed of roses. There are so many difficulties you get. Your difficulty will not take you away from you. Even your sickness. In fact, in sickness, the master's prayer gave so much depth. సో మచ్ డెత్. ఐ హ్యావ్ విట్నెసెస్ ఇన్ సీక్రెట్ ది ప్రేయర్స్ ఫర్ లాంగర్ దాన్ నార్మల్ లాంగర్ దాన్ నార్మల్ బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ స్లైట్ సిక్నెస్ ఐఎమ్ సిక్ వై షుడ్ ఐ ప్రే లైక్ దిట్. సీ ది మాస్టర్ ఇస్ మోర్ విత్ యూ వెన్ యూ ఆర్ ఇన్ ఏ క్రైసిస్. హీస్ కన్సర్న్ అబౌట్ యూ. బీట్ హెల్త్ క్రైసిస్, బీట్ ఫ్యామిలీ క్రైసిస్, బీట్ ఎకనామిక్ క్రైసిస్, ఎనీ క్రైసిస్ ది మాస్టర్ ఇస్ విత్ యూ. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ విత్ హిమ్ హీ విల్ నాట్ లెట్ యూ డౌన్. బట్ ఫర్ అస్ ఎవ్రీ స్మాల్ హెవీ నోస్ ఈజ్ ఎనఫ్ టు స్టే బ్యాక్ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రేయర్. ఇజంట్ ఏ హెవీ నోస్. సో దట్స్ వేర్ ఇట్ లుక్స్ లైక్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ డూయింగ్ ఏ మిషనరీ వర్క్ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ టు ప్రేయర్. బట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ది ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ ఫర్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్. సో ట్రై టు బీ మచ్ మోర్ రెగ్యులర్ దాన్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ యువర్ ప్రేయర్స్. ఇన్ ది ఈవినింగ్ విల్ ఇఫ్ పాసిబుల్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ అలౌడ్ విల్ గెట్ ఇన్ టు వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ వెన్ వీఆర్ రియలీ అట్ ది హార్ట్ సెంటర్ అండ్ దెన్ మూవ్ ఫార్వర్డ్. దట్ ఇట్ బి సో. నమస్కారం. థ్యాంక్ యూ.